This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
Well, certainly a day that we will talk about for a long time. Yeah, the hurricane, of course, 9/11. Talk about 9/11 till there is no more, I guess, because we never forget. And, of course, primary day tomorrow, 16 years ago, another anniversary. Part of the Spotlight segment this morning, Tom Wilson, a former New York City police officer. He's now working with the Suffolk County Police Department, actually making his way into Manhattan for a bit of a dedication with the governor. And Tom's nice enough to give us a couple of minutes this morning in his route in. Tom, how are you, sir?
Yeah, can you hear me, Jeff?
There you go. A ton better. That's a great story, so I'm going to ask you to start from the beginning, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I was a sergeant in the NYPD at that time. I was working that day. The precinct I was in, 9-0, covered the Williamsburg Bridge. I was a bat sergeant, burglary sergeant, shut down the bridge that day.
Yep.
And we didn't know if that bridge was going to blow up also. Fortunately, it didn't. And it was a chaotic day. 16 years later, a lot of guys are getting sick. And I appreciate you letting me speak. I just want the guys out there and gals out there that were responders. A lot of people getting sick. And you don't need to be sick to register with the World Trade Center Health Program. I just, if I can, Jay, if I could give that phone number.
Sure.
So people... responders and actually residents that lived in the area, the COMAC Islandia WTC program, 631-855-1200. Again, 631-855-1200. Even if you're not sick, register for the World Trade Center Health Program. Get yourself in the pipeline. God forbid you look in the mirror one day and you find a lump in your throat or something of that nature.
And that's, unfortunately, Tom Wilson, that's what happened to you, and you were working down there for a long time, thus seeing the effects, as many have.
Yeah. I was diagnosed with cancer, and it's certified through the World Trade Center Health Program. Myself and 7,000 others, approximately 7,000 others have been diagnosed with cancers, and unfortunately the 9/11 cancers are they're a very aggressive form, and it's I don't know what else to say about
no
that.
Listen, nothing certainly nothing needs to be said more. Tom, just go back 16 years ago. You mentioned the bridge shutting it down. 8:46 the first plane hit, 9:07 the second. At what point did you go right to that bridge and decide, you know what, no more traffic here?
Yeah, I was investigating a burglary. My crew, a lot of them, it was primary day, so the crew I had, a lot of them assigned to the primary detail. I was interviewing a couple of victims of a burglary and from the previous night, and then when it happened, I knew that bridge needed to be secured. When I was in the Army, I was deployed to Bosnia, and the crew I was with there, the 423rd MP Company, we secured a bridge over in Bosnia that was blown up during the Balkans War. And I don't know. That's what I...
So kind of like...
Back to securing that bridge.
So it was almost instinctual in essence. You saw the planes and everything else. You were there. You just happened to be there for a burglary call. And, instincts kind of took over, basically, right?
Yeah, shut down the bridge and let the emergency crews down there. I felt guilty for quite a while. One of the cops said, boss, let's go down there. And I said, no, we'll secure the bridge. I felt guilty not actually going down to the Trade Center for a while. My style, I would have went in. But that took a while to get over. But we secured that's what I did that day. And that's that.
incredible stuff. We're talking with Tom Wilson, former New York City police officer, now working, by the way, for the Suffolk County Police Department. What capacity, Tom, are you there? What are you doing with Suffolk County now?
I work in the 6th Precinct with the Crime Control Section, Community Support Unit.
Nice.
Deal with quality of life and anti-crime issues.
And you're heading into Manhattan right now. You're going to meet the governor?
Yeah. I worked with the Feel Good Foundation and worked a couple of years ago with the reauthorization of the Zeroga bill down in D.C. And this past June, May and June, went down to Albany, as I was, up to Albany, try to pass a bill giving 9/11 responders with a certified condition and a notice of participation. That if you come down sick and you work for another agency, that you wouldn't have to accrue your sick time. You wouldn't have to use your sick time. It would be considered a 9/11 illness. It's expected to be signed today, and hopefully it does. Yes, sir, I'm headed into Manhattan now.
Well, I tell you, Tom, I remember that whole deal with the Zadroga Act, $2 billion at stake and everything else. You know, there was a lot of back and forth down in Washington. We kept having Lee Zeldin on. You know, it was good. Peter King as well, very instrumental in trying to get this done. You kind of think back and say, what is all the hoopla over delaying this whole thing? You know, you have to wonder what went on down there.
I was a foot soldier and all that. I just conveyed my story. John Feel, he's a man with the Feel Good Foundation. He could explain that better. I mean, I experienced a lot of hypocrisy, but I don't want to dwell on the negative.
Only the positive.
On the positive, like you said, Peter King, Lee Zeldin, Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Gillibrand, Chuck Schumer. In the end, I remember there was a congressman out in L.A., an ex-LAPD officer. I remember going into his office, and he co-sponsored it right there. So everyone eventually came around, and that law is passed, and that phone number I gave out earlier, they received medical treatment till 2090.
Well, you know, when you think about it, the attacks that changed the world forever, the 3,000 people who died on that tragic day, 500,000 or so exposed to the toxic dust and fumes, and, of course, leading to the diagnosis of numerous cancers and other illnesses, and, of course, this fund existing to compensate those who have suffered from this insidious disease and other many, many illnesses since 9/11 after being exposed to the unprecedented level of thousands of those cancer-causing toxins in the air. Listen, tremendous day to certainly get down there. We think of you, Tom. We think of your story. We read it. Tremendous stuff. And a Bellport resident, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, spoke to Tom yesterday, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes. It's a busy morning for you, Tom Wilson. Can't thank you enough for being on LA News Radio.
Hey, thank you, Jay. And I just wanted to say today, remembrance, I like to name this bill after Craig Capolino. He was a New York City police detective. He came out to the 3rd Precinct in Suffolk County, and I spoke to him. He had blood cancer, and he ended up going out on World Trade Center disability. But and then he passed away several months after. And this bill is in honor of Craig Capolino that I'm going into Manhattan now. And I just wanted to say a prayer for Craig Capolino and everyone that day and all the responders. Thank you, Jay.
No question about it. Craig Capolino, very important in our minds today. Tom Wilson as well. Tom, appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, sir. Take care.
All righty. We'll take a short break. What do you say we take a short one? We'll come right back. We'll get an update as far as Irma, the latest, after these words.
J&R Steakhouses of Long Island serves up delicious steaks at family-friendly prices. Special.